head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Friday!
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 Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Friday. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. 25 for the high. Did anybody quit dry January yet? Anybody at all? Anybody fall off the wagon?
So, yeah. They're like, yeah, I was ripping shots on the second. What of it?
That's why I'm not doing it. All right, we got a lot to talk about in Parental Confidential today. We got a great message from Karen, but first, let's get after it. Does anyone have any advice on when a good time would be to tell your child they're adopted? And we're asking for our listener, Karen, who messaged us yesterday after the show. And the message is as follows. Moose and Breezy, love you guys. Thank you so much for choosing to read my message on the show. Our adopted daughter is 7. My husband and I had her since she was 3 months old. She has siblings who are biological kids, and everyone gets along great. She is definitely our daughter and part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I both agree, but she is adopted. What is a good age to start normalizing this fact to her? My husband and I both agree it shouldn't be something kept from her, but I also don't want her to feel less than she is for any reason. I knew this day would come. I just didn't know how soon, and our daughter is starting to ask questions. She is more European, where my husband and I have very white skin because we have Irish and Polish background. Are there any parents or child counselors that have suggestions on what a good age would be, or should we start talking to her about it now? And how would that look? What phrases should be used to convey that to her? Thanks, guys. I appreciate any advice from anyone on this. I know it's not a common situation, but thanks again and have a great weekend coming up.
Yeah.
You know, I think it is common. If you were adopted, we'd love to hear from you too. 585-252-9900. And she asked a great question. What is a good age to start talking to your child about being adopted?
I was so neurotic as a child. My biggest fear was like being adopted or like having that revealed. Not that there's anything wrong with it at all, but I was just so like paranoid. I'm like, they're going to tell me. one day they're just, my mom's just going to say, you know, it was all a facade. It was all a lie.
I asked the same question when I was a kid. I had to ask, am I adopted?
Which, I mean, for this mom, that day might come. Kids are curious. Kids say things on a whim all the time. And if she does ask, that would actually be a perfect segue. You're not going to lie to her.
No, of course not. This I can imagine this would be a tough conversation to have. Listen, I don't have kids. I would imagine 7, though, is probably a good age to start. You might have been able to do it sooner.
So, yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I've witnessed when it comes to like TV shows and media, and even just like, I have a friend who's adopted from Guatemala. And I think when they're like, there's different, obviously, descents, like you can clearly tell, like my friend's Guatemalan and her parents are white. But I think one of the biggest things that I've taken away from witnessing all this is like, I feel as if the longer you wait, the bigger betrayal it is.
I mean, it depends. I see where you're
on your 18th birthday, you're like, and you're not mine.
Some kids put the pieces together by then. Some don't.
Right.
Let's go over to Laura, who says, I just wanted to recommend reading The Body Keeps the Score in books by adult adoptees in order to know how to parent, the child you have in the best way possible, which it seems like you're already doing. But The Body Keeps the Score is a good book to start with. All right. That's a good recommendation. Riley says, I'm also an adult in... I was adopted, you guys. One of the only things that my APs got right was telling me from day one, I don't understand why adoption agencies aren't making sure that this isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, right out the gate, have that conversation.
So, all right, let's get to some text here, shall we? This person says, since I can remember, my parents always called it Happy Day. Happy Day is when we were adopted.
Yeah.
It essentially explains it to the day that I came. They got us from the different country that I was adopted from. It was never a secret. It was more looked at as a day that we celebrated.
Kind of like a birthday, yeah.
Right. Let's see here. There's a bunch of people weighing in.
Let me go to Daniela from Brockport real quick. Hi, guys. I would say as early as possible, 7 years old is more than appropriate. At 5, my daughter knew she grew in a different woman's tummy, and she fully comprehends what that means. Be available to answer any question at any time with 100% honesty.
Mm-hmm. This person says, in every single adoption class I'm taking right now, they strongly support telling as soon as possible. I didn't even know there was adoption classes. And using developmentally appropriate language, birth parents and birth countries, etc. You're doing your child a disservice by lying to them. You don't get off easy for adopting a child that is the same race as you. There's so many developmental appropriate books for your children to read too. Mm-hmm. So I would take a look at those as well. This person says, we're a two-mommy family, and we say, all families are different. I carried my daughter. My wife formally adopted her to give her more parental rights. I say small steps, sooner the better. All families are different.
These are all great. Frank says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm an adult adoptee. There was never a day that I didn't know I was adopted, but I would tell this mom, as far as advice, that the sooner you start talking to your daughter, the better. She's 7. And you could definitely have that conversation with her now. Who else is here?
I think I need to just like say for my situation, one of my best friends is adopted, like I said, from Guatemala. And I think I get so like we talk about it sometimes. We get into that conversation and it just gets really emotional because we talk about, you know, if she was still in that situation, she probably wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
She came to this country with worms and, you know, all of these issues that they don't have modern medicine for over there.
Sure.
And it's just, it's absolutely wild and it's crazy to think about and it's eye-opening to think about. So like that person said, I do think you're doing a child a disservice, At what age are they going to be able to comprehend that information? I don't have the answer for that.
You know, I got to ask, if you did adopt a child, is there ever a concern? Are you totally for your kids when they get older trying to find their biological parents?
That's a whole nother can of worms.
You know, when I was living out west, I was dating a girl who was born in Korea and then adopted here in upstate New York. And then she wanted to go to Korea to find her biological parents. And they had a whole sit down with her. I don't know who it was, somebody from the adoption agency that said, listen, when you do this, it is going to take an emotional toll on you because it puts into perspective a different person where you came from and who are you, who, you know, gave birth to you.
Your roots.
It does something to you and you have to be mentally and emotionally ready for that.
Right.
And she wasn't, so she never went through with it, as far as I know.
Wow.
But I always wonder.
Let's call her. Let's see.
You know, there are some parents that are, I know personally, who were against their child meeting their biological parent. And, you know, some of those parents were losers. They were like, you don't want to meet them.
Yeah.
But it's obviously, I would assume it's up to the kid as they get older.
But I definitely, that energy, it makes me, and I would assume anyone else, feel like, oh, so you've been hiding this from me for so long because you don't want me to meet them? Or what's the case? This person says, my daughter isn't adopted, but has a different biological dad other than the one that she knows. Our therapist advised to tell her very young.
Yeah.
So we did when she was 5 so we could normalize it.
These are great, you guys, because I know Karen is listening in right now, so this is helpful. And let me get to this person who says, I would start talking to her about it right now because I have a 5-year-old adopted son who we've always openly talked to him about it. We have several books that we read to him about adoption, and then afterwards we talk about it a little bit. I tell him that he grew up in another woman's belly and now happy, and how happy I am that she chose us to be his parents. And how special he is to us. When we first started talking to him about it, we knew he wouldn't understand, but it was a good way to practice and get comfortable with having these conversations later on. So, Karen, your daughter's 7. If you're going to do it, immediately, everyone is saying.
Immediately.
Hope that helps. Thank
For
you, guys.
Sure.
Appreciate all the messages on this one today. We'll do another Parental Confidential next week on PXY Mornings.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed. Early bird special $49.99. Seminars Sunday, February 2nd, RIT Inn and Conference Center, Henrietta. Weight loss seminar 11 a.m. Stop smoking seminar 2 p.m. Or Monday, February 3rd, Hilton Garden in Pittsford. Weight loss seminar 5:30 p.m. Stop smoking seminar 8 p.m.
You guys, it's been cold this week, but today's a heat wave, basically, compared to what we've had. 24 degrees. Loving it. And that is the perfect temperature for you to go hit the slopes at Bristol Mountain. You have to take advantage of the best deal that they have all week long. Bristol Mountain's Friends and Family Nights. It's every Saturday and Sunday. A group of 3 of your friends, your family, maybe your dog, can ski or ride for just $109 after 4 p.m. Why not take a Saturday night with a couple loved ones, shred the gnar up and down the mountain. They have 2 high-speed quads to get you up and down super fast so you could enjoy the most of your time at Bristol Mountain. They have world-class snowmaking, like I said, those 2 high-speed quads, and a beautiful lodge, and Moose can attest to that. Start planning your adventure right now at bristolmountain.com.
We all hear
it's Breezy's Big Bets.
Oh, God.
On PXY. Not sponsored by DraftKings. Wait, you guys, I'm panicking. No, I'm flipping. First official full season of being a Bills Mafia girly.
That's right. You actually watched more than one game.
Yeah, I watched all of the games. Very invested. Loving it. Living, laughing, loving. But this weekend is going to be an anxious, anxious one. I don't know. My stomach's already turning. So obviously we know this is the last game before the Super Bowl, and the winner of the games this weekend. So it's the Commanders versus the Eagles.
That's right.
And the Bills versus the Chiefs. The 2 winners of those games will be our Super Bowl stars. And this weekend, The Bills are in Kansas City.
That's
right. Arrowhead Stadium.
What time's the game, Breeze?
6:30. You can watch it on CBS, Paramount Plus, NFL Plus. They're like, it's going to cost you like $70, but it'll be worth it, I promise. The Chiefs are attempting what no team has done yet. 3 straight Super Bowl wins, and nobody wants to see that happen. I don't even care if you're a Bills fan. You don't want to see that happen.
Most people within the country right now, whether you hate the Bills or not, are rooting for the Bills. That's it. That's just what it looks like.
Honestly, because nobody wants the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, because if I'm being honest, it's just like so boring. Like, we get it. We get it.
Man, I am very surprised. I thought you were going to be all over Taylor Swift and making sure that your girl shows up.
No, like, I'm over it.
You are.
I'm
good.
Over it.
I'm so glad.
And the Bills, who haven't won the, what is it, Lombardi trophy?
Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi trophy. They're trying to get back for the first time since 1993. So this is tough. It's going to be the ultimate showdown with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, who the refs are probably going to favor, which we all know is sketchy. So the Bills and the Chiefs have met 8 times since 2020, and 3 of those times include postseason. So obviously they've lost to them every time in the playoffs. So I hope this weekend's different. From everybody that I talk to, they really seem like they have faith in it.
Right.
And I mean, listen, I have a godfather on ESPN. He's saying the Bills are going to be just fine. So I don't know.
And how's Amari Cooper looking? Is he ready to play?
Oh my God. He's stretched, ramped, and ready to go. So let's go. And that's Breezy's big sports update. Let's just pray to God that Von Miller doesn't have to run the ball ever again.
Listen.
Literally in slow-mo.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I would definitely pay to hear you do a sports show.
I know. Danger should have me on for like 15 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say at least 5 or less.
Yeah, okay, I was thinking that's 30 would be great.
Being very aggressive. So here's the situation, you guys. Yesterday at this time, we finally got the chance to speak to Naya, who texted in Tuesday on the show for There I Said It. She said she found out that the guy she had been on 3 dates with was actually paid off by her own mother to take her out.
Tough.
She panicked, didn't call us up on Wednesday. I get it. She was nervous. But she ended up talking to us yesterday, and needless to say, she was super hurt by not just her mom, but Ben, the guy who works with Naya's mom, who actually agreed to take her out on dates in exchange for money. Take a listen to the clip of the call from yesterday with Naya.
He and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing. We hooked up on the 3rd date, which is kind of soon for me to be something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
So last night, Ben gets a hold of us, told us that Naya had sent him the call from yesterday of her on the air. And we're going to talk to him next to hear his side of the story. Let me pull him up. Ben, are you there, buddy?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm here. Nervous.
Okay. Well, don't be. Sit there. We're going to get your whole story and talk to you coming up after the break on PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Oh, the webs we weave. If you missed the call from yesterday at this time with Naya, I'll play you a quick clip just to catch you up to speed, because on hold we have Ben, the guy who agreed to take Naya out on a couple of dates in exchange for money.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who gave him that money was Naya's own mother. There's a lot to unpack here.
What the heck?
Here's a clip of the call with Naya from yesterday on the show.
He and I have been out 3 times, and I really think he's amazing. We hooked up on the 3rd date, which is kind of soon for me to be something like that. But I do like him, which is, I mean, he's very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I found out that my mom's been paying him to date me. I haven't spoken to her since. She's called and texted, and I just won't respond.
Yeah, it was a jarring phone call with Naya, and she's a little rattled. Can't blame her. On hold, we have Ben, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Ben. Good morning. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ben, this is a wild story, man. This is your chance to clear the air. You told us Naya sent you the call from her on the air yesterday. The stage is yours. What were you thinking?
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys got most of the story, but I don't know if there's much else to tell. But as you know, I work with Naya's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to start off by saying I'm super sorry to Naya.
Sure.
I heard the call she sent me, and I mean, she sounded super hurt, obviously. But, you know, that wasn't my intention. But I just wanted to come on and apologize to her.
Then that's very upstanding of you. But what did you think was going to happen? Like,
right.
As far as the outcome?
Well, I don't know. I mean, working with her mom, she's constantly hinting to me and all the other guys at work at how single her daughter was. And, I think everybody, including some of the interns, know how single Naya is because that's all her mom talks about.
Well, that's embarrassing.
So, I don't know.
Muzzle her.
You know, she offered me money to go on a couple dates with her. She said she'd pay the tab or whatever I spent, along with $100 for each night we went out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a single guy.
It's hard on the streets.
I don't make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Naya's mom is just kind of.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Pushy. And she's like, well, I'll do this. Here, you take my daughter out.
Well, how long would you say was Naya's mom hinting towards you? Or, I don't know, I guess you could say nagging you to take her daughter out.
Oh, this is a few months.
Okay, so she finally wore you down.
I just want to shut her up, to be honest.
It sort of became a thing at work where we were like, can you believe this lady's like offering, you know?
Right. Whoring her daughter out. It's crazy.
She brings up the fact her daughter's never going to meet anybody sitting at home, and she's, I'm never going to be a grandma, so at the end of the day.
But let's get right into it.
This is for her own good. You're helping me. This is for her own good. And it's like, I don't know.
But Ben, I'm glad you apologized, but at the end of the day, you still had sex with her, and you kind of did it for money.
Yeah, that's weird.
Have you thought about this?
Right. Well, you're right. We hooked up, but I didn't plan for that to happen. I mean, when you go into this agreement, you don't think that this is going to kind of mess with your emotions a little bit.
I get that, but did you ever think for once, hey, what happens if she finds out? How far am I going to take this?
You know what? I'm short on cash, and you know, I had to do something, and this was what I did, and I didn't think it through, and I'm a guy, man. And Moose, you've done a lot worse. I've heard your show, man. So
I didn't have sex with anyone for money
that we know of. But I mean,
but I think, but I will say this, the feelings between us that night were genuine. It was like, we're having a real moment, and it's all twisted because it started with her mom, and I feel horrible. And that's why I wanted to apologize. So it's super awkward. I'm sorry to Naya for what happened. And, you know, I didn't mean for this to get like this. I mean, she deserves to find somebody she really likes.
But it's not going to be you.
But it's not going to be me.
Do you regret it? Like getting paid to take Naya out, have sex with her, only to get her hopes up and then tell her this was all your mom's idea? She paid me to do it?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel bad about it, but I, you know, at the end of the day, I got to think about me. I needed the money. Does that make sense?
I mean, honestly, I guess it makes sense, but you're still disgusting. Like, honestly, this is just super weird. And a lot of people were texting in yesterday saying that you're a full-blown prostitute, Ben. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I've needed money, too. We've all needed money. I don't know if I would stoop this low. So yeah.
She didn't say, she said dates. She didn't say sex.
But you did that. You went off to do that. So
because their feelings were involved.
No, there was a check involved. Like, if there was feelings involved, you would have called the mom right then and there. You wouldn't have Venmo requested her. You would have said, hey, I don't feel right about this. I really, really like her. Can we just, like, call it off? Because if that was really the case, you would have turned the money down and just been genuine, but you didn't. So don't sit there and be like, there was real feelings involved. No, you literally boned and then you ran all the way to the bank.
Listen.
If I would have stopped right before things got hot, you know, that she would have been, oh, okay. I would have been screwed either way.
Right, okay.
Look, at the end of the day, this isn't anybody's fault but Naya's mom. It's Naya's mom. Mm. She's the one that started. She was the architect. So if you're going to blame anyone, blame her.
I don't know about. Right. Well, okay. Well, thank you, man, for coming on and just sharing your side of the story. If you, you know what? If you're looking for a stage name, I would just go with Big Ben.
Okay.
All right, Ben. Thank you so much. It was nice to hear your side, although I still don't agree, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, listen, we still appreciate you coming on the show and trying to clear the air. At least on your part. But what's the future hold for you and Naya? Is this it? You're done? You're cutting it off?
I think it's done.
Yeah.
I think it's done.
You think?
She is pretty hurt, man. But you know, I don't have to tell you. You heard the call yesterday. All right. Listen, have a great weekend, man. Thank you for calling up.
Yeah.
Okay. See ya. Well,
right.
Doesn't sound like you took a lot of accountability, but at least,
it's her mom's fault.
Yeah. At least he apologized. This is wild. Let me go over to Kim real quick. Kim says, Breezy, thank you for calling this guy out. Him trying to turn it around that actual feelings were involved is total crap.
Yeah.
If he liked her, he wouldn't have accepted the money.
Yeah.
But he's a single guy. Times are tough, he says.
It's hard on these streets.
Yeah.
Right, Ben. Right. Go get a side gig at Trader Joe's. This person says, I think HR needs to be brought into Naya's mom's workplace immediately.
Yeah.
Long-time listener.
We blew the lid off that.
Fully. Long-time listener, first-time texter. This guy sucks. I got to look out for me. Could have told her from the jump and not have been a disgusting human being.
So if you missed it yesterday, the way this all blew up in Ben and Naya's mom's face is Naya went out to dinner last week with her mother. She leaves her phone on the table and Ben is texting her mom. But there's no reason for them to be in a communication, even though they work together.
Right.
Turns out her mom's like, he's texting me about work stuff. She brings it up to Ben. What's really going on? He's like, your mom asked if, you know, I would take you out on a couple dates, you know, because she says if you stay home, you're never going to meet someone. And Naya's mom was giving Ben $100 a date, plus covering the tab for everything he spent.
If you guys have no plans this weekend and you want more of this, Failure to Launch is an amazing movie. Also, No Hard Feelings, same type of thing.
That's great.
Go watch it.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I had my kids in the car while listening to this, but I couldn't turn it off. This is wild. What mom pays a guy to take their daughter out? She must be Italian. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
98 PXY traffic.